Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We start today with politics in Boston and the race for the District 7 City Council seat, which is heating up. This is the seat held since 1999 by Chuck Turner, who was expelled from the city council and sentenced to 3 years in prison for accepting a $1,000 bribe.
The district includes Roxbury, parts of the Fenway, the South End, and Dorchester. Among the challenges facing this part of the city are high unemployment, youth violence, and troubled schools.
The two candidates are Tito Jackson, who was the political director for Governor Deval Patrick's 2010 re-election campaign, and Cornell Mills, a real estate broker and the son of former state senator Diane Wilkerson. In just a few minutes, they will be in our studios to talk about the issues and to take your calls about what this part of the city needs.
Call in your questions at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. But first, Anthony, last night you went to a District 7 political forum in Roxbury to hear from the candidates and to talk to voters.
That's right. I went to the Haley House Bakery Cafe in Roxbury to an event organized by the Greatest Minds Coalition. This is a group that wants to get more people of color in Boston involved in community and political issues. It was also a chance for us to meet the candidates, to hear from them and voters about some of their top concerns.
My name is Gary Bracey, and the most important issue to me for this area is education.
And that's by far the most important issue to people here. Many are upset about the disproportionately high number of schools in District 7 that the city's planning to close, and about the 50% dropout rate among Boston's blacks and Latinos. Gary Bracey says bad neighborhoods don't make bad schools. Instead, bad schools make bad neighborhoods.
Kids are dropping out in record numbers, and our politicians have to be about correcting that in this area, because this is the most devastated area in terms of education. Our children are going to jail, not to college.
There's also a lot of concern about violence, hardly surprising with more than 70 people murdered in the city last year. Joseph Bartley, who spent 11 years in prison on a weapons charge, is now learning to be a baker here at Haley House. He says there are lots of people like him in this community who need more help.
There has to be a system set up for us to be able to get back into society and have a fighting chance just like anybody that's out here. You know, because a lot of guys are coming home and, you know, and they're studying, they're learning trades, and they want change.
And Yvette Brown of Dorchester says the district needs more services for young people.
I agree. I think that it's essential to make sure that you have programs where the youth feel valued and where they're getting some learning lessons, what they could do with their time other than be in the streets.
This was not a debate. The candidates appeared separately, one after the other, to introduce themselves and take questions from voters.
Cornell Mills is in the house. Yep. Anybody? Cornell Mills is in the house. Uh-huh.
Cornell Mills described himself as a husband and homeowner and the owner of a real estate firm. Mills is the son of Diane Wilkerson, who was a civil rights lawyer and a state senator, who was snared in the same federal corruption probe as Chuck Turner and sent to jail. Mills cast himself as a candidate not afraid to shake things up.
A lot of what we hear about today is, you know, we have a governor who is black. We have a president who was black. So there is some conversation about us being in a post-racial America. In my opinion, we're far from a post-racial America. My candidacy is one in which I'm excited about the ability to challenge the status quo. To speak truth to power and to say the things that need.
For his part, Tito Jackson pushed his platform of jobs and education. Before working as Governor Patrick's political director in the last campaign, Jackson worked in the Patrick administration to attract businesses to Massachusetts. And last night, he touted his experience as a political organizer.
As a city council, you get a little yellow book that says what your duties are. And it's a little yellow book, too, actually. So many of the things that we're talking about are technically, quote unquote, outside of that. But the real power that we have is the power to bring folks together and to push and organize. And I think that's what needs to happen.
And that may not be so easy. In the preliminary election last month, only 7% of voters, fewer than 3,000, went to the polls. Carlene Porsena says the biggest challenge facing these candidates is to get more people in the community involved.
In a city where there's so much need and people know what they want, people are not showing up. There's maybe 20 people here tonight, and this is such a crucial election for this area. So it's just, I think it's just a continuing issue, and people are going about it doing the tactics that they're using are old. You know what I mean? We can't put up flyers and expect that to work. It's not working anymore. Something has to change.
And that was Carlene Porsena, one of several District 7 voters at the Haley House last night in Roxbury.